Did you wake from your nap, big brother? You look startled by me. I'll speak more quietly. And I'll get closer to you. You slept for longer than I advised you to. I won't hold it past you, though. I know how weak your immune system is from consuming only animal blood all these years. Oh yeah. I do remember that one time you drank human blood at a family gathering. Don't lie to me. You didn't devour it. You could hardly bear to taste it. That was a long time ago, though. And you're growing weaker by the day. Don't worry, I'll teach you how to catch human kills. It might take a while to warm up to the taste. Especially since you've been drinking animal blood for so long. You don't have to get rid of the animal blood completely. You can still drink it from time to time. It's just not nutritionally complete, so we have to get you used to human blood. It hurts me to see you so weak like this. Maybe you should lay down for a few more hours. Look at your hand. You're even paler than you were before. We were supposed to go out tonight for some hands-on lessons about killing humans, but maybe a slower approach is better. I could give you a few tips while you rest here in my bed. Just make sure you're listening, because this stuff is really important. Later on, we need to sharpen up your senses to make sure you don't get startled like you did earlier. But as for now, take it easy and just listen to what I say. Look, if you really want to seduce a human female into a kill, you have to do it very slowly. Okay, big brother? Usually, the execution will have to be as quick as possible to avoid complications. For beginners at least, I like to play with my food for a few minutes before killing it sometimes. But we're focusing on the basics for now. You see, you know boys and girls are different, right, big brother? Males get ecstatic at visual pleasures like my short skirt or milky thighs. They are easier to seduce than women. Females have to be romanced for a bit before you can get her all alone and then go in for the kill. It would be so much easier to snatch up some frivolous whores by their necks at the bar by the half dozen and then feast on them then and there. But we don't want any vampire killers to come after our family, big brother. So we have to be responsible with our murder methods. Vampires like us already have an advantage at seducing humans. We just have that supernatural charm, you know. Especially you, big brother. You gotta use it more. You're quite handsome. However, you've never seduced a woman before, big brother. But on the other hand, I have. Don't look so surprised. I like to play with all sorts of specimens before I kill them. Let me inform you more about females, though. You have to make her feel safe first. You have such a nice, twinkling set of eyes, brother. Look into your kill's eyes and tell her you've never seen a girl as pretty as her before. Which would be a lie, because I know I'm the prettiest girl in your eyes, big brother. But anyway, tell her sweet little things whisper in her ears. Maybe you should even lick them like this. Shivers up your spine, didn't it? Since you seem to like that, I suppose I can demonstrate some more, just so you can, you know, really understand it like this. Kissing like human males before killing them? Human females like that sort of thing even better. Give me your arm. You have to use your tongue like this on them. Some noise too, so you can even make them more aroused. No, like, I was trying to do that to you or anything, but you know, just so you can understand, like this. Mm-hmm. Here you go, honey. I know you have to kiss those disgusting human whores if you want to seduce them into a kill. It's usually a necessary measure, so... I won't let myself kill her on spot whenever I see you luring in a human female. But I'll certainly be very, very jealous. Don't let it go on longer than it should, or I'll unleash my wrath on you. Yes, I might only be your little sister, but there's a great evil that lies within me. It would be best for you to not mess with it. If I ever do harm you, it would only be for your own good, big brother. I would never want to hurt you, and if I do, it would only be to show you a lesson. The last thing I want to do is harm my big brother, who I love so much. I want you to really, really understand this. It's of the highest importance. I don't want you to go hunting for kill with anyone but me. Okay, big brother. Either go alone or go with me. If you don't keep your promise, then trust me. Very bad things will happen. I know Big Brother loves me more than anyone else though, so that won't happen. Right? Big Brother will be eternally loyal to me until the end of time. And since you're, you know, taking a rest and everything, just let me know if you want me to demonstrate those licking techniques some more, okay? Anything for my big brother.